Go ahead, go ahead.
Hey, hello people. Welcome to another episode of the Flat Out Show. It's your boy Komo, and this is our nonsense co-host that does not like to give us props every now and then. He's always beefing me. But it is what it is. On today's episode, we've got a great guy coming in, Chukwudi Madaboom, wonderful guy, one of my ex-teammates. I'm just gonna bring him in. All this talk is for another episode. Abby?
Yeah, I
Let's
agree.
it. Alpha. Oh God, we know they see your face, so
I'm camera shy. Alpha.
Hey.
How are they?
This man,
How are they, UK?
me are there UK. I wait for you now. Make you send the contract. Come my side now.
That's so. That's so. What's good, man? Long time no see.
It's been ages, my guy. What's been going on?
Not much, man. Same money come my side.
Wait till they do this, man. Now you they tour the world now.
Yeah, making podcast money. I want to get involved. Things are hard.
When you
What's
are
up,
not in
though?
Nigeria, you are complaining that things are at Chukudi, eh?
And this new regime is messing things up for everybody. Even here, why they? No, I'm joking.
Hey, but thanks for coming
Who's your
on,
boy,
brother.
man? I know. What's up? I don't want to introduce myself.
Hey, this is Valentine. He's our co-host on the show.
Oh,
He's
nice. What's
been with
up,
us
bro?
for a bit.
Hello, Mr. Chukwudi. Nice to meet you finally.
Bro.
You say I don't IP
Me too.
everywhere.
You said what?
I don't IP everywhere. Everybody now know your name like this, so.
Don't. I didn't.
I need a
My.
quick one. I did a little bit of research, and is it true that they call you Choo Choo?
Yeah.
That's my brother's name, so it was very eye-catching. That's what we call it. So Choo Choo is very interesting.
Yeah, Choo Choo. That's like people that call me Choo Choo are people that are like that's family, like people I grew up with. But now everybody's just calling me Choo
Fair enough, fair enough.
because I'm not seven anymore. Ignore this, man. We just had a scrimmage. I'm trying to stay awake.
But bless, man. Really appreciate you jumping on. How's it
Thank you
been?
very much.
Man, first off, come on. It take you 3 years to ask. 3 years. You quit your teaching job, started 3 years and invite me. That's fucked up, man. That's messed up. Hey, can I curse?
Yes, you
Oh, you're
can. You
allowed
can.
100%.
It take 3 years, guy. That's messed up.
Hey, we're just waiting for the perfect time.
I'm glad you left too. Nigeria doesn't have anything for anybody right now, man. I'm glad you're out. You've always been out of there, so it's not like you like we're stuck there.
Yeah, but it is what it is. Currently, you're in Japan, man. You just signed for a new season.
Yeah.
How's that feeling like still being able to play at a very high level?
This been great. Japan is, I feel like every pro player has been trying to like flock to Japan lately, and the competition is all like I've been here 7 years, about to be eight, and every year I feel like the competition has jumped and is always getting better. So this is good. This is great. Happy to be here. Happy I stuck around. Plan to play 10 more years. They're gonna need to chase me.
There's too much money entering your account. That's why you want to play 10 more years. Eh?
And I'll probably be bored when I play. That's why.
I think that's one thing a lot of people don't even talk about, like after sports, being,
After sports, yeah.
no one
Some
really
people,
dives into it.
yeah, some people figure it out though. I feel like for me, I probably want to. Like our boy, I can't like I like what Akin is doing. I wouldn't want to do that in Nigeria just because like not that you'd be wasting your time, you would be helping people, but you need to make money and you need to make a living. Akin is basically like doing a charity, like doing charity work for Nigeria as a whole, helping
Yeah.
kids get. But I man, I be bold man. Chukwuebuka can't understand. We need to make money.
100%, 100%. The
So
money comes first.
I would want to. I would probably try to coach here in Japan since I've been here for so long, and I know the culture. I know the people. I know people here in the basketball world. Or I would try to do something in Italy in the coaching. That's why I want to be a head coach, though. That's it's stressful. You can tell that shit is stressful. I've seen people age. I've seen fast as soon as they become a head coach. It's not an enticing job to me.
Yeah,
But
since you've been in Japan for like you said, 6, 7, 8 years now, like talk to me
this
about the culture over there, man. What's it like being around the Asians?
nah, Japan is very nice. It's quiet. They're really respectful. Country's beautiful. They have a lot of history with art, a different type of art. They're big with like nature. They appreciate nature because everywhere you go, Japan is just green. There's always trees everywhere and all that. So yeah, this has been great. Not my type place. Like I know what to expect when I go out to Japan. There's rarely anything like surprising. The only thing that might surprise you is maybe an earthquake or. God, get that, like, well, if you believe in God, get your time. But for the most part, nothing, there's nothing, I don't know, like, I know what to expect every day in Japan. I know what practice is like. Oh, practice, one thing that, like, a reason why a lot of people play here in Japan, or a lot of people play for a long time in Japan, is the practices. They don't try to kill players, because we play 60 games. You play 60 games per season. The practices are not like you, if you played in Europe, you're practicing twice a day, every day, and you play one game a week.
Yeah.
In just 60 games, you play two games every weekend. So during the week, you practice 4 days, 3 days really like decent practices, like hard practices. The last day, you're really working on scouting and you go into the game. But that shit like kind of prolongs your career because you're not wasting
Facts.
the energy and.
Facts.
Yeah, stressing your bones to do to practice for a fucking 5 days. I hated that shit in Europe, man. Like we're doing all this shit to play one game, and then we're taking a bus on the last day. We're taking a 5 hour bus to go play one. Was stupid.
Can
About the
imagine.
language barrier? What about this, the language barrier?
I mean, I've been here for a long time. I'm starting to understand a lot more. Of the language, they have three like characters they use: hiragana, katakana, kanji. I understand one of them. I'm trying to learn the other two. Hopefully, I can because I try get the akbali so I make more money. Back to we always bring the story back to money. But yeah, the language barrier, like you always have with every team, you have translators, so that's not really a problem. But I understand them more than I did my first year here.
Yeah.
I don't need to wait for the translator to translate. I can kind of understand what the coach is talking about as he's talking. I'm at that point.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Let's take it back to the beginning, man. Before this old human was born, you attended the same secondary school as I did. I don't think you even know this. We
No,
attended
which one?
Command, but I attended Ojo and you went to Ikeja,
Man,
so.
all of them are the same.
Bruh.
Hey, I love that school, man. I'm glad that's the secondary school I went to, because the stories I'll have when I'm older.
Was madness.
My older brother went to Command too. He went to Command Ibadan, and it's just like just chaos, so chaotic. And like I like, but I think speaking of Command, I don't think if I hadn't gone to Command, I don't know. If I would have been a basketball player, like I don't know what I would have done, because I started playing basketball because I went to Command. I don't know if you know, they have the basketball court there. Like they have this, you know about Inter Command? What am I?
Yes,
Yeah.
no, yeah.
So yeah, I went to Inter Command because the guy that was coaching the basketball team, you know him.
I know you, bro.
He lived close to us, and he's always like, "You go to Command, right?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "I got to see your basketball practice." I went to basketball practice. I almost didn't return because I got trichilos. My whole body after that first day of practice, I was like, yeah, I didn't even know, like, so uncoordinated. I didn't know what I was doing. But I was sore as hell. But I went back and kept going back by myself. And before you know it, some people saw me and thought I had potential.
Right. How tall were you back in secondary school?
We're probably 6'8", wearing that green uniform. You
God
know
damn it.
how embarrassing that is.
God damn
You know how I was like, at least 6'8", 6'7", bro. Walking in school uniform, lanky as hell.
Man.
And it was weird to me because I'm like, people probably think I shouldn't be in high school right now. They probably think good and I've been repeating classes. That's why I'm still in school. Which is stupid. I'm sure people knew I was like a young kid. They could see it in the face. But back then, you know, they think I'm older.
Bruh.
Yeah, love that school. I plan on going back at some point to hopefully I can run into the teachers that taught me there. And the well, it's Eagle. You know Eagle, right? He played for Lagos Islanders when they were
Yeah,
playing.
yeah.
So he was the one that was coaching. He was the one that was
Oh, for
coaching Eagle.
real. Yeah,
He's the one that, bro, Eagle. I owe Eagle a lot too. I have to visit him too at some point. I'm bad at like keeping contact or talking to people.
I
That's what I
totally
have to
get it,
work.
man. I totally
But
get it.
Eagle is another reason that Eagle, Lords, Odigwe, all those guys in the back, they're part of the reason why like I got better at basketball, man. Because they used to whoop my ass. They used to cook me every day. I'll come play pickup every day and get cooked by them, and I would get better and I'd learn something. And that was a blessing in disguise, low key.
That's kind of something that Nigerian guys lack at the moment, because we don't have so many older guys who still play actively, because obviously there's not a league in Nigeria anymore.
And there's
People
no money for them
just
doing that.
exactly. So it's crazy.
Ugo tried to help that situation and they blocked that, which is the dumbest. Ugo tried to help the basketball in Nigeria and they literally blocked that shit for no reason. Because they weren't getting a piece of the money and they, like, bro, that's ridiculous.
Hey.
Imagine how good that league would be now and how many sponsors they would have gotten by
Hey,
now.
bro. 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 Like,
He's
it's.
the re You know what's crazy? He's the reason we have the BAL too. Him doing that is the reason why we have the BAL. So the BAL, they owe him like trademark or something, copyright or something.
Yeah. I remember an interview you had with, was he African now? He actually mentioned it. He said, like, in like 5 years, the NBA will be in Africa because of this. And he wasn't wrong at all. Like, he wasn't wrong. He saw it coming.
Yeah. But the BAL could have still, well, the Ugo's league could have still been going on, like to
Yeah.
help Nigerian league, or like people like Ugo buying teams and stuff would have helped Nigerian league, but they didn't want that. They didn't want the league to grow. They think people like him, Cornel Sam, you know him, right? You know Cornel Sam. I'm trying to think of other people. They wanted basketball to grow in Nigeria. That's why Cornel Sam joined that league immediately. They want basketball to grow, but whoever is running our league or running the federation, I don't care. I can talk shit about them because I'm still mad at them. These people act like I don't exist, and it's pissing me off. Well,
I was definitely getting to that.
because it's like I've had a few people ask me, like, "Yo, bro, why don't you want to play for the national team?" Like, what do you mean? Why don't I want to play for a national team? They have to invite you for you to play. How many times have you seen my name on the list?
My
I will
Lord.
say, like, twice I've had a chance. First, like right after I got drafted, Coach Waka invited me to do this tournament. But back then, like I'm 20, and Ugo's like, "And that's not the time. You get future invites. Just focus on getting in shape and getting ready for the season." And then the next time was when Bros Nwosu, you know him, he coached that little tournament. He asked me if I could show up. I could have gone, but this was the pandemic. I would have to quarantine there, and when I come back to Japan, I would have to stay 2 weeks again. That like the season would already started. I'm like, bro, nah. You can like, there's people that actually need to go like play that tournament, and like it would help them. At that point, I didn't. I really didn't need to. But still, there's opportunities for these motherfuckers to invite me. They haven't sent invites. They haven't sent any invites, and it's pissing me off because like I like it, let me say I know like. It's like if I was somebody that grew up in the States and went to play basketball there and like never went home, was never home, never did anything, but I'd understand. These motherfuckers know me. All these motherfuckers know me. Yeah, again, back to the point of me not keeping up. Yeah, maybe I don't text you every day, but motherfucker, you know me.
Oh my God.
You know
me. Yeah.
But I still play basketball, motherfucker.
For the first time in a long while, we've got someone else ranting that's not Valentine.
I knew you said that.
That's ridiculous. Like, I'm happy, like, a lot of the NBA guys or guys like borderline NBA have been playing in for the national team, and that's cool. But as tournaments, you're going to invite me, bro.
Yeah.
It's cool to give those guys, and they're younger than me now. Like, bro, it's cool to give them those opportunities, bro. Bro, but if there's a little tournament I can play, Commonwealth, all that shit, invite me. I'll come play. Because once I get this Japanese passport, it's over. Once I get this, I will play. Hey, I will benefit, low key, I will benefit more if I played for them.
This guy's killing me, man. This guy is killing me. But I totally get it, man. I really understand it.
Like, I want to at least play for like the country one time. Like, you know, I represent Nigeria.
Yeah,
it's just one tournament, and you will not see me again.
But yeah, for those who don't know what we are talking about earlier on, Ugo Deze is the CEO of Alpha Sports. Was one of the co-founders of the CBL or ABL at that time when we played. And I know there's still talks about the CBL coming back, but there's nothing that is set in stone yet. Nigeria is madness at the moment.
Yeah, no, I was back for 2 weeks, 3 weeks this summer. I'd be like, Ghost, man, when I touch down, I'm trying to enter quietly and leave quietly, man.
I don't think person, you can with your size.
The only person in the basketball world I met up with was Akin. What did you say?
I really don't think there's any quietly with your size. I honestly.
Nah, there's quietly, man. You go where people just ask a question one time, you just give them a random answer and keep it pushing.
Are you an accountant?
Man, look, man, very soon I'll stop telling people I'll start telling people when I get back I don't speak English.
Well, that would be valid because you stayed away for like 8 years.
No, but I'm always coming back every summer, though. I don't miss a summer where I don't come back. Even if I stay for a week or, like, 5 days, I still come back, like, and then leave. My family's there. I can't not go back.
Always hiding. Let's talk about you, like, moving to the U.S. I think you moved there. Was it 2011, 2010?
2011.
Yeah. And you played in the G League real quick. Then you got drafted by the Lakers.
Played. Yeah, I worked out in the G League.
This guy stopped
it. I was there working out, but I appreciated the opportunity though. It was cool.
Yeah,
the highlight was when I went there the second time. The first time was cool. Like, I was happy to be there. I was happy to learn. I saw players that. With me, I feel like when I see somebody, or when I physically am playing against somebody, I feel like, oh shit, this one is nice. He's better than me. I want to get as good as this person. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work to get as good. When you're around people that you're better than, I feel like that doesn't help you. Yeah, you always got to go to places where you feel like, oh, yeah, everybody here nice. And then you work to, like, be the best one in that mm-hmm. area. When I got there, I played against this dude, like, 2 years ago. What's his name? He looked like a lumberjack. He's my guy. He was a center there, and then we had another center. He ended up playing the NBA like 2 years after that. Luke Zeller, he's one of the Zeller brothers. He's the oldest one.
Oh, okay. And Zeller, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not we. Yeah, Brian Butch was there too. He played in the NBA too. But all these guys were like, all these centers were there, and I'm like, yo, I need to work hard. But when I got there, the second year, this is after getting drafted. There's like a little spike in the ego. I'm like, yo, I better be playing this year. Went there, didn't play. Got in my own head because I'm not playing. And then, I don't know if you know Americans. some of people, when they play D-League, they are kata different. I let the shit talk get to my ego. I'm like, bro, I got to leave this place. I got to find something different or do something different. Made some changes that probably didn't work out in my favor in the end, but it is what it is.
Hey. But you got that experience knowing, and that kind of elevated your game for sure.
No, it did not. My game
This guy said no, it did not. Like
my
your
game no. But this is a fact though. People don't play anymore. Everybody's working out now. That's what I realized, and that's what I was doing there. Bro, I was working on everything. Anything, any basketball skill you could think of while I was there those 2 years in the D League, I was working on everything, shooting, ball handling, all that shit. I was doing all that shit. When you do that shit, when come game time, what are you gonna do? You don't know who you are. This is like me. I was leaving Nigeria at 18. I didn't play like the next year in the league. So this is still 18-year-old me doing the athletic shit I was doing. It wasn't any skill involved. I was just playing off athleticism. I'm gonna block shots. I'm gonna run. I'm gonna dunk. I'm gonna catch putbacks, and that was it. And then I'm doing all this skill work. I'm like, when am I gonna use it in the game? I don't know when I'm gonna use this shit in the game, and that kind of messes with your head. Then I went to Qatar after that second year in the D League. This is a shout out to Alpha Bangura. I don't know if you know that name. He played for St. John's. He's the one that got me that job. He got me there. And then, like the first 2 months, this was just me figuring out, all right, maybe don't push the ball full court. That's not who you are. Don't shoot that three. You're not a corner three shooter. Like that helped me figure out who I was. Got the confidence back. Come Emir Cup, come the other cup in Qatar. I was balling. I was doing my thing. Got a triple double, but against other professionals at what 21, 22, bro. You know how hype I was? I'm like, all right, finally, I'm starting to figure out my game. I should have. Maybe it was a good thing I didn't go back to Qatar. But I like the next year I went to Estonia. There was some money things. I ended up not staying. I ended up in Mongolia. Everybody always asks, "Is there a league in Mongolia?" Yeah,
I
it
think
is.
that
Big
was the
fat.
year like you really had a big year, if I'm not mistaken. Like you really did great in Mongolia,
Oh
winning.
yeah, but still, Mongolia wasn't. Skill wise, I don't think Mongolia was my best. I was still like, there's still a lot of athleticism. Mongolia is like Nigeria forever. It really is. It's like a third world country that's cold. If the police stop you for Mongolia, if you shake your hand and keep pushing, that's the type, like, that's how Mongolia is. Mongolia's, it, I would
Oh
invite, but if somebody has a chance to play in Mongolia, like if they're young and they didn't have any opportunity, I'm like, you go there because you'll get film. And that's how that brings me to the agent I had now. Because I went to Mongolia, went to Finland, went back to Mongolia, and then my agent hit me up on Facebook. He wasn't my agent then. He just hit me on Facebook. Hey, you try playing Japan? I'm like, yeah. A month later, he gets me a job in Japan, and I've been there ever since.
oh, that's dope. That's dope, man. Well, being
But
in
yeah,
it.
I checked it on. Oh yeah, the league looks like it's actually gotten better. Like it's always been getting better.
What is it like moving so much?
I would show you guys my apartment. You see all the boxes that I hear? I'm still unpacking. What is it like moving so much? I think you learn. You like it's very not like I have a wife. We have so much extra shit now. She's not always here. The last 2 years, she's been with me the most of the time. But you learn to just pack your stuff. You know, like the last 2, 3 months, you pack your stuff in the box and you try to figure out, like, hey, am I gonna stay with this team or am I going to the next team? If I'm staying with this team, I can leave everything as it is. I'm gonna come back in 3 months or 2 months and my stuff is still here. And if you know, like, I gotta be on my way out, pack everything up in the box. I always try to make sure I sign before I leave in Japan. Like I sign with the same team or a new team. I try to sign, and if I get that done, I'll ship my stuff to the new team and then leave. It's not as complicated. Like that's my process.
And it's not exhausting, isn't it exhausting in any way to have to move from one country to the other, considering like there's the language, there's the culture, environment.
Bro, we're Nigerians, man. Anywhere but this. It's sad to say, but it's like we love our home, but for our job, anywhere is better than home. For our job only. For what we do,
Crazy.
basketball-wise, anywhere is better than home. It is
True.
what it is. I wish kids could like play basketball in high school in Nigeria and play in college in Nigeria and play professionally in Nigeria and have money to buy a house for their family, buy a car, and do all that stuff. But that's not the case. If you can pay your rent, which your basketball salary, like you praise God. You know how much is down Warriors? If I convert the value, it's probably like 50K a month we were getting, but back then it was like 35, I think, or 25. I don't remember. But that's how it looked out for me, though.
Back then, it was still a lot better than what we've got right now because Lyon is just madness. I remember I was telling a few guys like before I left Niger, like, if I was going to play in the league or play in any tournament, whatever team is coming to sign me, you should be at least ready to give me like 200K because I wasn't just going to play for like the regular change anymore. Like, it makes no sense.
No, you're right. You made the right decision. Pay me or like, I'll go work somewhere in the UK and make more than that.
Facts.
I'm really helping y'all out. Like, y'all not really helping me.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you're really.
But playing in the Nigerian League was fun, though. It was super fun. I played for Canopilas in the Continental. I don't know if the Continental is still popular.
Yeah, it is. It's changed. It's been like, how would I put it? They kind of revamped it, but it's still a Continental.
Yeah, that also was eye-opening. Seeing playing there too made me feel like I needed to get better. It was, who's this Angolan? I don't remember the name of this Angolan player. He was like it was hype. He was like the best player. He was Carlos nice.
Morales.
No. He had braids. He's old. Oh. He's old now. He has braids. He's for sure retired now. But yeah, he was cooking people. He was cooking people. No, we didn't play against him.
Oh, okay.
<Thank God>. Bruh. Oh, I remember we played some team that had like an American import. I was scared, bro. You see how skinny I was? This guy hit me in the chest one time. Like, hey, that gotta be a foul, right? That was my reaction. Like, there's no way this dude didn't just foul me. How are we not calling the police on him?
But now you're the one who's eating people in the chest like that now.
Oh yeah, nah. I'm going to, yeah. Too little. Gotta get better. Gotta get stronger.
Funny enough, I was talking to Ryan Richards. He's over in Japan right now. I was having a chat with him yesterday, like, hey, you might be facing off against my boy.
Hey, what did he say? What did he say? When did you talk to him? Hold on.
I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago.
Like, hey, what did he say?
He's back in Japan. I was like, hey, who's your guy that you say I might be facing? I said, ah, true. I just sent him your Instagram profile. I was like, oh, we call him Bam, yeah, man. That's the big ass strong dude. I was like, bro.
That's why I was asking what you said, bro. I was going at his chest. He's skilled as hell. He made, like, when I played against him, though, he made me want to compete. Because, like, most of the time, and I'm in the B3, most of the time, the big guys will call for the double. And with me and him, I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to match up. Because he's taller than me. Like, we're going to match up. We're going to play one-on-one. So we're going at it. It was a fun game. Because he talks smack.
Oh, he talks a lot of smack, man. Like, we had a little pickup a while back before he left. Right, he was talking his shit all day.
Yeah, he talks hella shit. He's nice. Nice footwork. He's like, I scored on him. And he's like, bro, you haven't made a post move. I'm like, hey, which is a funny like comeback. I'm like, wait, hold on. What does that matter? If I could just back you down and go for a layup, why would I make a post move?
Oh my lord! Oh yeah,
I don't think you liked that game.
Hey, Ryan's a dope guy.
The first game, so I told you we played back to back in Japan. The first game we played against them, the referees, I don't know what happened. I don't know what got in their head. They kept giving me phantom calls. So I was in foul trouble the whole game. I didn't play. I think I played 12 minutes in the end. So I was mad because he was busting the other guy's ass. Like, he was cooking everybody. So the next day, like, I came with anger. I didn't even score that much, but we were going at each other. Whenever he would score, I was running down the floor to go score.
Yeah.
Like, I was just running down. Like, I'm posting help right away. I'm getting this point back.
But that's the kind of rivalry like you need at those levels for sure.
It's last year was a good year though for me.
You've had a good year in Japan, bro. Every year is like a good year for you in Japan, right?
No, I'm talking like play wise. Last year, I feel like, you know how sometimes you try things you work on in the game. Sometimes you don't do it every time. Last year, I feel like every game I was doing everything I've worked on. Everything I worked on all summer, I was doing that stuff in the game. If I had to shoot a fadeaway to get the shot off, I was shooting a fadeaway to get the shot off. If I had to double clutch to do a fucking Kobe reverse pivot to get that, I was doing it. And I work on those stuff. And it was crazy that I never like was because I feel like I've been playing not passive, maybe too unselfish. Like when I know I could attack and I'm like, nah, I'm gonna wait for the play to develop and make the pass of a guy that's coming off the pin now. Well, last year, I wasn't selfish. I was still passing when there'd be a double. But like last year, if you left me 1-on-1, you're getting scored
As it should be, as it should be. Yeah,
on.
let's take it back. 2016, the first time we actually played together in the ABL.
Yeah,
Bruh.
y'all didn't get prime true. I was tired. Nah, it was fun, bro. Côte d'Ivoire wasn't fun because that was like the first game of me playing.
Yeah.
Like, no, we weren't even, it wasn't like we were practicing for me to get in shape.
For sure.
Like, I came back from Mongolia, I stayed like however long, and then I came like, yo, you trying to play? I can't already tell me, ask me if I wanted to play. I like, I'll play. And y'all didn't play a game until like however long, and we practiced like twice and we got into those games. We lost, but we kind of could tell. To me, I could tell, like, oh yeah, like once like I get my rhythm, this is going to be easy. And sure enough, when we came back to Nigeria and we played against Islanders,
Islanders. Hey,
that
that
shit
was
was
the
fun.
game.
Like you can tell, that shit was easy.
That
That
was
shit
the
was fun.
game.
Everybody was having fun.
Hey, you were literally like a plug and play. Like you just came into the crew and everyone knew, okay, Chu is gonna do his shit when he gets into a groove. I was like, bruh, my first thought was, who is this guy? Who is this long ass dude there from? Like
Did
I
you see if
used
I play for if I play for a national team, you wouldn't be asking
to.
this question. I
Funny
was skinny
enough.
then. I was still skinny then, though.
Yeah.
I was still like about like 105.
But bro,
Played
you
very
were
close to
tall as
109, I would
shit.
say.
I was like,
Yeah.
I used to hear about you, like, because Chuka was my guy, obviously. And you know, Raptors and all the stories I had, like, oh, this is this dude. But I never really got to meet you until that point where we got to play. I was like, bro,
Yeah.
this guy is actually solid, bro. All
Yeah, we were
the
roasting Komodi the whole time. Nah, bro. You know
Oh
why I
man.
started doing it? Because like your age compared to how you looked there, I'm like, yo, come on, look like my chemistry teacher. Nah, but you were a good sport, bro. You never got mad. You knew it
Oh
was all jokes. Like nobody was
my
serious.
Lord. Now, like for real, that was like one of the best experience I've had, like playing amongst, you know, professionals at that level, people that have seen the world, been around. And actually learning from them, and it was a good vibe for sure. I learned a lot. I remember seeing them, Philando, roasting the fuck out of me. There was this message. There was this message Akin sent to the group, like before the last game, like Kelechi and Komo, make una pass me ball. I was glassing, man. I was laughing my ass out. Like these were the guys that really showed me the way for real. Because that was my first season. Like I really played on that level.
Played well, bro. Didn't you dunk? You dunked that Islanders game, right?
Just a little
Nah, you
spit.
dunked. I didn't even know you
Crazy,
could dunk.
real
I just sat
grazer.
on the bench.
Hey, I
Hey,
could still get up there. Come on.
remember that moment Hillary got hot and he
Oh
came to the bench
man, bro.
and like, yo, who's the man? Who's the man? I'm
Oh
the man. Bruh.
no, those
Nah,
were
that
feels,
was fun.
man. Those were feels for real. Then the ABL's
Time.
got to come back, or the CBL, whatever it's gonna be called, it's got to come back for real.
If it comes back and it's there in the summer, I'll sneak a few games and leave just cause.
Yeah.
But
I
we'll
want to
see.
do that as well, though.
I don't think I can play in the BAL. It's too mainstream. You go fuck up my piece my Pali Paro.
This guy is way too Nigerian to be doing this, man. Come on, that guy. Oh my
Bro.
God.
You
All
can
right.
catch when I'm 40.
Well, yeah, man.
But hey, what have you been doing in the UK? I might interview you.
I've been ooping, I've been working. I'm just trying to find a balance, man. Right now, I've got a look in Ireland, so I may be going over there next weekend.
In where? In Ireland?
It's a team in Belfast,
Oh,
so
nice.
I should be going over there next weekend. I'm just waiting for a call to go run with the team and see what we can get from there. But the UK, man, is just really it's tight-knit with the teams, you having to know a few guys, you having to know who to talk to and all that stuff. And you know me as a Niger boy, I'm not out like that.
Hit up a limited energy.
Bruh,
Hold
Olu is a cool G. Like when I first moved to down here, he actually linked me up with the London Lions. Like I got to play and practice with them. I've been in touch with a few of the guys over there, like one of the assistant coaches, but London Lions have been trying to do a lot of revamping. So obviously they're looking to go big in Europe and also they're getting a lot
I
of.
think the UK, it seems like the UK is trying to like do a better job with their basketball.
Oh yeah.
As I've seen like better players signing there. It used to be like a spot like you just go get film and get out. But now it looks like yeah, they're trying to sign people. There's a was it Sam, is this Sam Decker?
Yeah, Sam Decker.
He's there in London, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they've been doing a good job of signing good players.
So yeah, basically the way the UK hoop scene is like London Lions is the top team, obviously. And the owners of London Lions got a pretty massive share in the BBL. So they're trying to make those things happen, like get everyone on the same, on the same
Level.
level. They increased the cap space. In fact, they blew it out. So now teams can sign from wherever they want. Players can get paid a lot better. So yeah, it makes a lot of sense. The BBL is really dope. The NBL is also getting there, like the Division One. So it's a good startup for a lot of people if they really want to play here.
That's good,
Makes a lot of sense.
man. Yeah.
But yeah, man, what has been your favorite movements in your career so far? Being that you've traveled around the world and you've
What's been my
seen.
country?
Yeah, what's your favorite country so far,
I think it's Japan.
man?
I
You've been
knew
there.
it. I just knew it. I was waiting. I was about to interrupt. I was like, don't ask him money.
this question because he's right there. He's still
Money.
there. You
My
cannot
money's
ask
on.
him that question
You
when
don't
he's
know.
still there.
But come on, you understand this? That money being on time, guy. You know
Yeah,
how like. They say you're getting your money on the 1st of August, and you get your money on the 1st of
yeah.
August. Yeah,
Wait,
come on.
were there any other leagues that had some delay in payments? bro, don't even go there.
Every Estonia delaying payment. Finland didn't have a delaying payment. Qatar had a delaying payment, even though you still get all the money, but there was still a delay. Where else? Yeah, that's it. Those two.
Did they ever give reasons for their delay?
Mongolia had a delayed
I
payment.
mean, that's more or less expected
Third
at that
world.
point.
But yeah, what you say?
Did they ever give reasons for their delay?
I don't remember it because it was a stupid reason, most likely. I don't remember what their reason was. It was either, oh, like a sponsor hasn't paid up yet, or I don't know. Oh, actually, my first year in Japan, my team went bankrupt, so. I still stayed. I kept playing because I knew what was. I was playing well. I'm like, okay.
As
Food.
long as I can survive, don't worry.
Let's make sure I have food. I'm gonna keep cooking. I was playing, bro. I was playing well. Like, yeah. Just make sure I have food. And after like 2 months of getting old, I'm like, all right, bro. Now y'all gotta. Now y'all. I sat out for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and then they figured out like a payment plan.
Want you to rank like the food in those countries that you've played in, like from Qatar to Estonia, Mongolia,
Nigeria's
Ireland.
number one.
Eh?
Nigeria's number one.
Forget Nigeria. We are not counting Nigeria. You are from Nigeria. Nigeria is definitely number one.
Food.
Because you know, feel like for me, they chop everything and anything, this guy.
Yeah. No, I don't. I wouldn't. I would like. Estonia and Finland, because they're basically neighbors. Their food, to me, we'll put that last. We'll put those last. This is like no salt, no pepper, no seasoning. Just boiled potato and meat together, and good luck. And here's some veggies for you.
Oh
Be
my
healthy.
Lord.
But
Oh man.
Qatar wasn't bad. They're Arabic, so you know they have like some good lamb. They have some good
Funny
wrap
enough,
chicken.
this guy is a Dubai boy, this uncle over here.
Ah, so you have oil money too.
Oh, I beg your
Hey,
pardon.
Buka, you have money. You have oil money.
I beg your pardon. I
You
beg
don't share with us. That's
you.
messed up, man.
I thank God, beg you. There's no oil money here. Come on, don't do this.
I've heard there's oil money. Oh, wait, my boy Bassi is there. My teammate from Dodan Warriors.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's in Dubai for sure. For sure, he's in Dubai. He's doing like things where he coaches kids there now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's a
Yeah,
lot of money.
Bassi's in that one. Bassi coined the term on the team as they hot. So every time it would be payday, he's like, ah, I never get a lot though. Send a nana as they hot. That's that was his thing on Dodan Warriors, man. Every end of the month.
Yeah,
But
those
yeah.
things, man. Those like Dodan Warriors was one of those teams that really stood out back then in the day. Like people wanted to
Yeah,
play for
running
Warriors for
our
sure.
asses off. We were running our asses off. We'd be in that stadium doing 5 laps, 6 laps. We had Mohamed Buka. I don't know if you know him.
Crazy guy. Crazy
Buka,
guy.
you know what's crazy about him? Barely practiced. But
Exactly, like
the days we would have to do conditioning practice, he would show up and lap everybody. He was just gifted. If he was taller, for sure, he would have still been playing pro right now. He was just too short when he probably got to the States, I think. But he was just athletic.
yeah,
Like, he
way
can't shoot.
athletic, man.
Everybody knows he can't shoot, but come game time, he starts taking these shots and making them. It's dumb.
I remember watching one of his games like that. Like he took off from, was he the dotted line off 1 foot, punched that shit. I was like, God damn,
Bro,
what
now,
the
the first time actually seeing him play, this was before I even like signed the form to play for Warriors. We're playing this tournament. It was me. I don't know if you know Peter Odia,
I heard of him.
Ewaiche.
Oh, for
You know,
sure.
bruh. I think we did we play against him? I think we probably played against his team. It was like a tournament. The Warriors host a tournament in Lubumbashi. And this dude, bruh, what I said, it seemed like he was gliding. I don't know what it was. Maybe I was drunk. It seemed like dude was gliding. He would take off and just boom. I'm like, yeah, I'll sign with y'all. I'm playing with y'all. Bro, he was athletic, man. If he was just like 6'4", 6'5", for sure. League him.
Dope shit, man.
Don't know if we have players like that no more. Hey, we have some upcoming players that are athletic as hell too. They're gonna do something. Abbas, he is
Oh,
ridiculous.
Abbas is madness, man.
Abbas is going to do some crazy things, man.
Yeah, we
He's
got
actually NBA games.
some young boys, man. Back even back home, like with what AK has been doing with the Detail Academy. So when I see some clips, I'm like, those boys are, they're something else.
Can see it, all of them for sure are more skilled than I was playing in the Nigerian League. Granted, back then, as a big guy, you didn't need to be skilled. You just had to make sure you set screens and get rebounds. But now, like, since everybody in the U.S. has their bigs doing head ball handling drills, AK's doing the right thing with these kids, teaching them how to handle the basketball and shoot and all that. And they all look like they're gonna do something.
Yeah, they really look good, right?
But yeah, they do.
There's so many academies, so many people trying to like emulate and do the right things for them players. Detail Academy, Educational Basketball, got some of the older guys as well, like
Oh,
Mancini.
no
Yeah,
way, that's my guy too.
they really
That's
put in their work for sure.
the league should be the one putting this work.
Right, man, bro.
Girls, yeah, Nigeria is Seems like I'm anti-Niger, but they're pissing me off, man. I'm
Yeah.
not an Argentine, but it pisses me off when they don't pay the girl. How can you not even pay the allowance, man? Teams pay allowance.
See, when we start talking about Nigeria, you will just end up pissing yourself off because there's really nothing you can do immediately. There's nothing you can't really influence a change right now other than strangling people. Like that's the
That's
only thing.
case, though. Man, come to find me no papers in the gallery. You see what happens, man. Be everywhere, bro. You be next day. We'll see you on the news apologizing for like the whole thing. It's my saying, sorry, you can't do that in a functioning society. That like that's not normal. That shouldn't be normal. It shouldn't be accepted. You don't even pay them a lot, so why are you not paying them?
There's always the excuse of not having sponsors, not having this, and not having that. Then don't even start it in the first place. That's my thing.
Sponsors won't come because if they give you money, you're gonna steal the money. You're gonna keep the money
Exactly.
for them and
Exactly.
give them 30% of what was given.
It's just crazy, man.
I know if
But
I play for Nigeria, I'm playing for free for real. I'm just going
yeah,
there to represent the country and keep it pushing. But
Hey, you've made so
nah.
much money now, so you don't
Like
need
you said, if you keep
to
thinking about Nigeria, you lose your mind. The whole Niger Federation and the situation. Yeah. Like you
Yep.
really try to pull the team out of all the tournaments. I don't know if you remember when that happened.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What type of
Oh, it
ridiculous.
was hot. I remember when
Come on,
that,
man.
yes. Everyone went offensive on Twitter. I remember what's his name? Kenny Bamidele was one of the journalists that spared it. It was like trashing the hell out of the MBBF, pulling out all the tapes from wherever I could get them from. I was like, bro, Kenny, are you trying to kill us? You're trying to kill
I'm
us with
trying to
so
even
much
understand,
information.
like, who's even the president now?
It's Musa Kida.
What was the whole thing? Who's the other guy? That's the old guy, right? That used
Oh
to be
yeah.
the president. That's the one. Why, bruh, he's been president for ever. Why, how long can somebody be president? Why are they allowed to keep running?
Leave Nigeria at that. I'm not going to talk about the MBBF, I beg. Let's leave it
I'm 32 at this point. I'll probably never get an invite, so I can shit talk them now.
beg. Never say never. They may be calling
If
soon.
I get shit talking, give me my money.
Yeah, man, what are you looking forward to, like, as you gradually get to, the end of your career? You've got like 8 more, 10 more years, like you said, looking to play till 40,
I
42,
probably,
45.
I probably got at least 4 or 5 more years. What am I
Yeah.
looking forward to?
Yeah.
I need to win some chips. I've been here. I've played 7 seasons. This is the 8th season. I need to get a chip. I'm trying to get a chip this year. I'm with a. Right now, I feel like I'm with a team that has a chance to do that. So I'm looking forward to this season. Future, who knows? But for now, I'm looking forward to this season and winning this chip. We have a decent team. Not decent. We have a good team, actually. Seeing them play today, I'm like, oh yeah. We're gonna piss some people off.
What
Yeah. It's
about
not even
all
about
your
them.
previous teams?
You say, what'd you say?
What about all your other previous teams? Have you won championships with any of them?
I won in Mongolia, which was
Any
fun. It was
individual
cool.
awards as well? Hey, you're looking
And
at DPOY right here.
I've won the block shot leader here in Japan like twice. I'm not gonna win that award again because I'm not blocking shots anymore. I won defensive player in Mongolia my second time I was there. And what else? That's mostly it. I don't think I'll ever win a scoring title because I'm old school big. I'm not doing what the
Fair
Joel
enough.
Embiid's doing. I'm not just shooting fadeaways always from the elbow. I'm at the block, and that's to me is it's kind of easier to defend if you just double. If you double, I mean, it doesn't mean the team won't score, but you can stop a person in the post if you double.
Okay.
Depends, like, yeah, you can. If I get the ball and I'm trying to attack your guy 1-on-1, if you double me, I'll just pass to my teammate and he scores. I don't score, but he scores. He can score 30 if you keep doubling me. So I'll have like 2 points and he'll have 30.
Well, you get 10 assists, so we are fine.
Man,
I knew
no, I'm
it.
fine. Like, I'm fine with passing, bro. I'm fine with like getting assists. I'd be hyped when I get five assists in a game.
That's decent for a big man. If you average 5, 6 assists, oh yeah, that's
Oh,
really
I'm not
decent, bro.
averaging five. I said if I get five in one
Bro.
game,
I
I'm not averaging five. I'm a black hole at heart. Once
my Lord.
that motherfucker go inside the paint and I can get a shot off, it's going up.
Reminds me of Philando, man.
That jump hook is going up, or that
Bro.
bank shot is going up.
Remember
Just hey, let's.
when we played together, everyone was like, Philando doesn't pass, man. He passes to the rim. Every other person
Oh
get
yeah,
that shit up the
he's
rim.
he's nice though. He's a
Hey,
bucket.
Philando's
Philando good
nice,
at
man.
basketball. He's good at basketball.
Hey.
He's another one that he goes taller. He probably I know Gofia at 4 down.
Bruh.
He's still
Dunked on
skilled.
one
He's
of
cooking
them
in
dudes,
the
bruh.
PAL. You say what?
I said dunked on one of them dudes in Islanders that day. I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, you
God.
don't expect it because he doesn't look that tall.
Yeah.
Nah, he could hoop too.
He's solid. He's
Beamy.
solid.
Beam. Dude
Came up with a line,
blended in
broski.
Nigeria, bro. That's just ridiculous how he blended in.
Hey,
And
is
I
a
think
real
him going
dude.
there is a, huh?
I said he's a real dude, like for real, for real.
DA really set his career up because I think that might have been his first job, right?
Yeah, could have been. Yeah, I think
Yeah,
so. I think so.
that set him up.
Yeah,
Yeah.
before we round up this interview, man, I'd like what are those folks that really influenced you as a person? Now, off the basketball court, like that showed you a
As
little
a
way
person, they
and
showed
helped
me the
you.
way. As a person, I don't. The story, which is probably true about me, is I'm stubborn, so I can't really point at one person and be like, "Oh yeah, this is the person that shaped who I am." Of course, family, my cousin, my uncles, mom, pops. That's great. Like the most influences from them, but no basketball. Somebody I looked up to, I would say, outside basketball was Kanu. Because I thought I'm like, oh yeah, I'm the next Kanu. I'm tall too. Let me go braid my hair real quick. But yeah, that's somebody I looked up to coming up. Like growing, not coming up, growing up, that's somebody I looked up to.
Yeah.
But I wanted to be like him. That's about it.
Hey,
I
quick
can't
one.
really point at it.
Quick one,
I'm probably missing.
off topic. How long have you had your braids on or your dada, whatever it is?
My dreads. I got
Yeah.
the dreads in 2014.
Damn.
See, let's say to 20. Yeah, it looks shorter now because I always could like I've been cutting. I always cut it, and this is double knotted, so it looks shorter. But I always like trim it a little bit.
God damn it, man.
Yeah, man.
I was going through some of your old pictures, man.
You would never know.
Yeah,
You will never know until you have.
I
I don't know why you asked that question. You set yourself up for that, man.
that
I don't know why you asked that question. Hey, Bukan, are you supposed to ask that question or not? This
NBA.
guy is dreaming here. He just wake
He's
up.
been envying me.
He just wake up, guy.
Oh man, when I
Sleep seep
too,
in your eye. They
when
ask
I
questions
too, when I
about
get out of bed, wait till me leave,
him.
leave my bed, let me be. I be
I
like
have
this for
one. Rub
ages.
small oil. Next time you come flying, rub small oil.
I have one very important question that so I was thinking, how have you been able to be financially responsible? I mean, traveling these many countries and moving up and down, it takes a lot of responsibility. I mean, if you're irresponsible, you won't be able to make it to half of that country. That's to begin with, I would assume. So how have you been able to handle finances, especially in so many different places?
I just send my money. Well, you send your money to your bank account. My bank account is not in Nigeria for good reasons. But for the most part, teams will take care of like you going there and coming back in your apartment. So like you're really taking care of yourself and your family. So finances should be okay if you're making decent money, it should really, really be okay. The first few years, not nah, you're leaving your. Because you're taking care of family, you're really living like check to check, because like I gotta send you gotta send money back home. But you'll get to it. I feel like this is what the younger guys, once you get professional, yeah, it's gonna be tough the first year. Some people don't like stick it. Like some people like, ah man, I'm only getting 2,000 a month. Like this is not enough money. A lot of Americans will do that because like they're not from here. They're not from struggle. Not from Nigeria. Nigerian boy will see that money and like, yo man, we manage this one. Like eventually you will make more. That's why you see a lot of American kids like come out, go overseas and like, oh fuck it, I'm not doing this, and they just go back home. But they have that like luxury. They can just go home and work and get a job and make decent money and be fine. But for us playing basketball, most of us like our life, our job is, but even if you even have a degree, you can't go to Nigeria, like what job will you get? Like how much will you get paid? So like for us, like you gotta do this. The first few years, yeah, it will be a struggle, but after a while, you'll be fine. If you save your money right and invest in the right things, you'll
So
be fine.
from what I'm getting from you is your family really grounded you from, like they grounded you in terms of they kept you from irresponsible spending and lavish spending. 'Cause from what I'm hearing, you weren't someone who was going to go out of his way and just, flaunt or
To play?
flex his money.
Oh yeah, no, I never. Bro, when I said I was a ghost, did you think I was lying? Nah, man, I'm not going where I need to spend. I'll go have fun. I'll go out, but I'm not going out to prove anything to anybody. If I went out to a club in Nigeria, I've seen how much bottles are like 150. I'm buying those ones. I'm not going to the one that's 1 million. For who am I trying to impress? Like, why would I buy a bottle of champagne for 1 million? It's champagne too. Like, what's that? I'm ranting, but yeah, I don't do that. I don't flex. I don't. I'll get things that I need. If it's necessary, I'll buy it. But I'm not. No, why? What are you trying to? Nigerians love flexing, but like,
Hey.
why? What's the reason? I've never been like that, man. You had seen me growing up. I'm rocking my Don't Love Sleepers, making moves. Fucking 6'8", 6'9", walking around with Don't Love Sleepers. I don't
Command
give a fuck.
boy, typical command boy.
Command. Mende, Maryland. Shout out if you live there. Shout out to Maryland people. Adjusted. 18 stroke 20 adjusted. I don't live there anymore, so I can say that address. If you go rob the person, you'll get there. Nice of me. But that's where I grew up.
That's fair, that's fair, that's fair.
Yeah, Maryland, man. So like it's not like I had flashy. I grew up with around like people that wanted to be flashy, and that's cool. Like to each his own. Some people, it makes that stuff makes them happy, and that's fine. If I owned a Louis bag, I'm not gonna look at it and be happy. I'm like, man, I could have bought some food with this. I could have bought so much food with this shit. One thing I will say, like, well, as far as like going out to restaurants and stuff. Like yeah, I'll spend money on that if I meet my wife out or take my family out to go eat or go do something. We want to travel. Let's say we're going to Disneyland. We can go to Disneyland. I'll spend money on that. To me, that's not a crazy expense. But for me to go buy, try to buy a Hummer. The only reason why I would buy a Hummer is because it's a big fucking car and we're tall. That's the only reason why I would buy it. I wouldn't buy it because I was trying to
Want to
flex.
flex, yeah.
No, I'm not fucking doing that.
Wait, on that topic, what's been the most expensive thing you've got for yourself that you look at and
Myself,
say, man, I spent way too much money on this shit?
a business class ticket. That's probably a business class ticket. That's it. International, like, yo, I'm wildin'. Fuck it. That's really it. I've learned the way to figure that shit now. I will tell you later. What's
Buzz me. Let me know what's
up?
going on.
Just wait small. Wait till last minute. Tell her, hey, look, what's up? That's it's available. But other than that, I'm trying to think of what else. Like that aside, something physical. I'm looking around the house and trying to think of something I like. I've gotten
You
for myself.
literally just got boxes stocked up there right now.
Yeah, right. Maybe. Yeah, maybe my phone. That's it. The phone. That's it.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
that's
see
crazy.
it.
For me, like this, me, I'm big on wristwatches, but I've not got the kind of money that I want to spend on wristwatches yet. So I'm still
Now, Rocket,
waiting.
me. See, I'm charging this shit now. Forever. You will never see me wear it. Because this is useful. I didn't even buy
True,
that shit. My
man.
wife got it. But, yeah. No, I
So
don't.
wait, so what is the one thing, let's take a moment and put your responsibilities aside. What is the one thing you actually want to spend money on?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to do what, shout out to Obi, the owner of Waka now,
Oh,
his
yeah.
gym, the OBN Academy. I want to do something like that for sure.
Okay,
I
an
need to,
academy.
but land no day. The lands that are available, they're out of my pay grade. But I really want to do something like that though. Own like Basketball City, because I got hey when struggle was hitting me in the Mongolian leagues, because I don't pay that much. I worked with the worked for Basketball City in their camps and stuff, and I liked what they had. They had like nine courts in one like warehouse, a big
Yeah.
ass warehouse. And what they would do sometimes is they'd rent it out for like award shows or whatever, or for part like not parties, but you know what I mean. So it doubled as an event center, but it was really like nine courts. They had the rims that like would pull down and just pull up, so you don't have to push anything. You're just moving the rims of it. Because the buildings are the warehouse is already high. But yeah, I'll do something like that.
Yeah,
They
that's
legit
dope.
had like nine courts in one place. OBN,
That's
I don't
dope,
know how many
man.
courts he has. I don't know if it's one. I've never been.
I've
I was supposed to
never I
this
wasn't
summer.
there as well, so I
I
have no
posted this summer.
idea.
I put the address on Google and I saw that long ass the red line. I'm like, yeah.
That place is far, man. It's like he went deep into his bag to get that land.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like the places I would want to build that, I don't want to do what he did and just. I don't actually want it mainland because it'd be easier for younger kids to get there.
Yeah. But mainland is gonna be crazy for sure. Before you even get a land, you have to like look for people that are ready to demolish their houses in the spot that you really want it.
Yeah, really, for real, really. You would have to demolish houses. You actually would have to buy houses and then break them down.
True.
It is what it is.
Hey,
I had
but
a question he asked me. I don't remember now.
what's
I'm
that?
getting old. I had an answer for what he asked me before, but I don't remember now. I'm getting old.
Hey,
But I just don't remember.
you're knocking the doors very soon.
Guys, yeah, settle down. Like I tell you, if you piss me off in practice, I'll dunk on you. I'd be chilling. I've learned to chill. It doesn't piss me off, I dunk.
Should be. But man, thanks for joining us, man. Really appreciate you
Man,
taking
thanks
time
for the
out.
invite. We'll do
Thank you
another
very
one next
much.
year.
For sure, we'll definitely get you on one IG live. Maybe people bombard you with question.
Good reminder. I'm on there. No IG live. I tell you how it goes. I try, but have you
Wait.
seen my Instagram? I don't post
I
on purpose. I don't like people knowing what I'm doing.
feel
It
you.
looks like I act like somebody's after me, but not really. I'm comfortable with nobody knowing
You the
anything
Fear
about
Village
me.
people.
Oh no, I don't believe in
Yeah,
if they don't go bath, why I go bath?
man. It was great having you, man, for sure. Thanks a
Yeah,
lot, bro.
thanks, man. Thanks for
God
having me. I'm
bless.
legit though. We can do another interview with an update next year. I'm down for
Definitely. I'll hit
that.
you up.
It's cool, man. Nice meeting you, man. Ebuka, take it easy.
Chukudi, thank you very much.
When your container they land.
Very soon. I'll tell you that very soon.
Cool, man.
Know, ask me about container. I mean, I know they deal with container.
Oh no, you know they Dubai.
Oh my God. All right. I mean,
You
can't they
did pour
go?
my hey Komo, you did pour my country.
Can't they go? Get can't they go? You don't try.
Have you seen Dubai, bro? Man.
That's the place. I should visit actually soon enough. I'm going there.
It's great if you're not a woman. This is fucked up. It's great if you're not a woman. Let's put it that way. Because they're dickheads over there.
Heard, but I. The money is too
That's
much,
all.
so the money is too much over there, so we have to go and look for how to get
All right, bro.
it.
You stay safe, man.
Nice talking to you guys.
Have a great season, brother.
We'll be gonna update next year. Peace,
for
man.
For sure.